So what's on your heart today, Monsignor?
Today, it's that John is telling us about each of us having to recognize the spirit of the world that could be within us. Very clearly, the kind of work that you do, Chris, is very much on my mind, and that is the discerning your heart and distinguishing spirits. All of us have various spirits within our hearts. We have the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us at our baptism. And those of us who are ordained, we have the Spirit of God in our ordination. Those who've been confirmed have the Spirit of God by the power of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit's in us. But also, there is my own spirit, that weak spirit that I received from my soul, the power that is in me, that is a creature, a child of God, given by that soul that I have. That spirit is in me. But there is also a demon who is the spirit of the world. And we were told in the Our Father, because the ordinary activity of that spirit is temptation. And so John today says, beloved, it's in the fourth chapter of his first epistle, do not trust every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they belong to God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. This is how you can know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges Jesus Christ come in the flesh belongs to God. And every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus does not belong to God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist. So that what is going on in the world today? How do we distinguish the Spirit of God and the spirit of the evil one? Jesus has all power over that spirit. I want to read his public life in today's gospel is just beginning. And when we read in today's Mass, and I would like all of you who are priests to recognize this, and those of you will hear this, it's in the fourth chapter of Matthew's Gospel. When Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and went to Capernaum by the sea in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali, that what was said by the prophets through Isaiah be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun and Naphtali, the way to the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who sit in darkness have seen a great light. On those dwelling in a land overshadowed by death, light has arisen. So now the power of Jesus is coming into the world. From that time on, Jesus began to preach and say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And how this power. See, these days of Epiphany, we're acknowledging the kingship of Jesus Christ. What kind of king is he? Jesus went around all of Galilee, teaching in the synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness among the people. His fame spread to all of Syria and brought to him all who were sick with various diseases, racked with pain, those who were possessed, lunatics, paralytics, and he cured them all. Jesus is a king. Jesus has total power over illness. Jesus has total power over mental illness. Jesus has total power of those who are possessed. And so his kingship is now being established. We know that he preached this and did this for 3 years, but then he came head to head with Satan and the forces of darkness, and they crucified him. And when he died on the cross, it was that death that saved us from every evil spirit, because the spirit of Jesus is greater than any spirit in the world. So how do we recognize this? You know, you might have in your family, how is, you know, this spirit of the demonic forces in the world. First of all, I think it's so important that all of us who are listening, that we recognize there is a devil. He is a person. He is a person whom Jesus has conquered. That person, the demon, is head on collision, not just in the whole world, and he is, but in each and every soul. There's a pitch battle between the spirit of Jesus and the spirit of the world. You know, what is the spirit of the world? It's so sometimes hard to recognize. I was thinking about it and praying about it. On a daily basis, you know, when I see so many who are in torment and so ill, and, you know, would we just kind of go head on into the arms of the devil? No. But there is such a thing as drugs and alcohol. What really drives these cartels of drugs is money. The huge amount of money that is spent on drugs in this country and in the whole world. The power of a drug. I was talking to a couple from Williamsport. They're a small town that is really so being threatened in its daily life by people who are addicted. And there are the drug busts. Actually, it is so secretive and so like everything that is demonic, full of deception and lies, that the drug dealer, the local drug dealer, gives heroin away at first at the beginning almost free. So a person gets hooked, then must have it. Then he's got a customer. He might give it at the beginning freely, but then that person who has become hooked on drugs. But what is the main purpose of the drug dealer? Money. Because now this person must. They'll steal, they'll do anything to get that drug. So that person is hooked. The same thing, one of the most frequent use of drugs is alcohol. And many, many people, the kind of suffering and pain and torment. You see, what is the spirit of Jesus? Peace, love, joy. The alcoholic, the drug addict, has this high, a tremendous jolt of high or drinking, and then this tremendous down, so that he's got to begin by taking uppers and then downers. He can't sleep, and they can't, oh, many things. It just leaves them in such shreds and suffering. What does the spirit of Jesus bring? Peace, joy, love, patience, gentleness, kindness. The spirit of evil is such a tormenting thing. That same spirit that drives the drug dealer or the alcoholic is the same kind of spirit that drives pornography. Pornography is a multi-billion dollar industry, and it also has a spirit with it. It's not like something that we don't have any victim for this crime. The victim is the person's mind. With a drug, it affects the body that sets up the compulsions. But with the pornography, it's the mind that is destroyed. And the evil that comes in, when I meet people who are so hooked, and what is the healing? Jesus. Jesus. Listen to Jesus in the Epistle of John again. John's this Spirit of Jesus. What is the Spirit of Jesus as we read in John's Gospel? It's a spirit of love. Whoever is without love does not know God, for God is love. In this way, the love of God was revealed to us. God sent his only Son into the world. This is in the fourth chapter, following John's warning to test the Spirit. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might have life through him. And this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he has loved us and sent his Son as expiation for our sins. There is no drug addict. There is no alcoholic. There is no porn addict that Jesus can't save. There isn't. Everyone who is so hooked because Jesus has greater power than any spirit of this world. When a person wants to reach out and come over that torment, so often it is driven by a spirit of hatred, a spirit of evil. I think it's important at this time for me to, if you have or some members of your family are addicted to alcohol, to drugs, to pornography, to pray this prayer. In the name of Jesus, I take authority and I bind all powers and forces in the air, in the ground, in the water, in the underground, in the netherworld, in nature, and in fire. You are the Lord over the entire universe, and I give you the glory for your creation. In your name, I bind all demonic forces that have come against us and our families, and I seal all of us in the protection of your precious blood that was shed on the cross. Mary, our mother, we seek your powerful protection with the Sacred Heart of Jesus for us and our families, and surround us with your mantle of love to discourage the enemy. Saint Michael and our guardian angels, come defend us and our families in battle against all the evil ones that roam the earth. In the name of Jesus, I bind and command all the powers and forces of evil to depart right now away from us, our homes, our lands. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for you are a faithful and compassionate God. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. What is that spirit that is so prevalent and in the world, as John points out in his epistle, that has gone out, this Antichrist? He's a spirit that brings just what Jesus was driving out, the torment, the suffering, the pain that comes to humankind. What is the spirit of Jesus bring? It brings peace, whereas the violence and the war that comes through the evil spirit, he brings love. That is the greatest fruit of the Spirit. The spirit of evil brings hatred. The spirit of Jesus brings joy. The spirit of the evil one brings bitterness, horrible misery. The Spirit of Jesus brings truth. One of the greatest evils is the lie. Jesus said of the devil, he is a liar and the father of lies. All this deception that goes on. You know, the kinds of evil that has entered into the world, especially through the weapons of war. He brings war. Hatred that brings not only to individuals and violence and murder, which Cain did to his brother, Abel, but he brings the violence of war. Can you imagine? Just think of all the money that has been spent on weaponry, on violence. Can you imagine if that money was spent to feed the hungry, to care for the sick, for hospitals, and all the kinds of evil that have come into the world through the horror, and everyone who is of God wants to ban war, and it is with us. How could we live in a world, in each individual, that there's war in my soul because of this battle? And how could it be without an evil spirit driving mankind to killing one another all over this little globe at the beginning of this year, 2014. Jesus is going to bring about, and the angels were right, a kingdom of peace. And yet we read about and hear about war. How can we not distinguish the spirit of Jesus and the spirit of the evil one, the Antichrist, which is a spirit of war? As we think of the spirit, let us remember this very important truth about this subject of the head-on collision. Jesus has conquered Satan. Jesus has conquered sin. Jesus has conquered the spirit of the world. Brothers and sisters, and especially priests, do not be afraid of the devil. The devil wants us to believe in some way that he has somehow gained the upper hand. In describing these violences and wars and things that bring destruction to the individual and to countries and to nations, in describing these, the reason to see the what motivates the spirit of evil is money, so that as to take your individual soul and be careful of a spirit of greed and a spirit of money, which can so easily overtake us. Be careful of a spirit of wanting to be recognized and to have fame. So much of the music industry today is being saturated and destroyed, really. The way the hard rock and the words and the violence of the music, the spirit of Jesus. You know, they're marvelous with regard to angels and angelic powers, that the angels are those who battle. There are the warriors and there are the choirs that sing. Music is so magnificent a way to praise and glorify and worship God. And as we think of the whole musical world today, to the harmony and the discord that has come in and with regard to its clash. So many in our music industry have to be reminded that music is a marvelous way, and those of you especially who are gifted in the gift of music, to praise God and to glorify God with your beautiful talents and all the music and the harmony and the way this particular gift can be used instead of destroyed by the evil one. And so I would like to just conclude with an awareness at this particular day of the epiphany, the manifestation, that there is a way of distinguishing the spirit of God and the spirit of the devil and my spirit, that all of us have every day to discern, is this of the spirit of God that is motivating me and bringing me to do this action? Is this for the glory of God? Is this the will of God? Or is this something that is pulling me and distracting me away from God and the spirit of the world? And my own spirit, is this just what I want to do? Or is this what God wants me to do? Each day when we pray, we say to God, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so each day, our whole life in Christ and through Christ and with him is to do the will of the Father. There is only one person who did the Father's will. His name is Jesus. He is in you, and he is in me. Each day that I awaken, each day that you awaken, we can pray and ask God, thy will be done on earth in me as it is in heaven. How can I be sure that that is what I am doing? Not my will or the will of the evil one, but rather the will of the Father. And that's the work that St. John tells us. Test the spirits. Why am I doing this? What is this leading to? And what is the fruit of what this brings into my life as a husband, as a priest, as a bishop, as a person? Is this bringing me joy? Is this bringing me peace? Is this love? What is the fruit of the will that I am doing? Many of us, we think we're doing God's will, and we really are determined that this is what God wants us to do. But I'm doing it because I want to do it. I'm doing it because it's my will. It usually will turn out that you will find yourself so miserable and so unhappy. I'm doing it because I want to be recognized. I'm doing it because I want to gain something. I'm doing it because it's for my benefit. See, self-centeredness and the selfishness that this can come back to will only bring me unhappiness and misery. And so the spirit of the world can so easily enter into. And the spirit of the world is so deceptive. It's so hard to distinguish. Is this of God? Or is this from my own self? Or is this from the evil one? It's very, very important to learn to distinguish spirits. What is the spirit that motivates me? And what is the fruit of what I do on a daily basis in my home? And that's why I very strongly wanted to offer that prayer, to recognize that it is not just what I'm doing on a daily basis, but there actually is a spirit, a devil, that hates me and wants to destroy my happiness. He has done a great job on every human being except Jesus Christ. And when John says in his epistle, if you have the spirit of Jesus within you, if you have been and acknowledge that I belong to Christ, the Son of God, he is remaining in me and I in him, then that spirit, the Holy Spirit, the gift of the Spirit of God, will be motivating me and it will lead me each day more powerfully to peace, to joy, to love, to patience, to gentleness, to tenderness, to generosity, to self-control. The fruits of the Spirit are what I must distinguish on a daily basis. Or do I find myself agitated, nervous, unhappy, bitter, angry, retaliatory? What is the fruit, and who am I following? What a great day it is at the beginning of a new year to test the spirits and to follow the Spirit of God, who is going to lead me in a new path of life.
A great model, Monsignor, would be Our Lady in that discernment, wouldn't it?
She's a perfect model. She is the perfect one who has followed Jesus. That everything that Jesus has ever said to her is, be it done to me according to thy will. She was the perfect one who learned to distinguish and discern. Notice many times the words that are used about her in these last few days as the mother of Jesus. She kept these things, pondering them in her heart. What is that that she taught John about testing the spirits that he wrote in his epistle today, except what Mary was doing, testing the spirits? When the angel came, it wasn't like just she had a question. How can this be? And then, do not be afraid, Mary. And then, be it done to me according to thy word. She is a perfect model of testing the Spirit and following the Holy Spirit perfectly. If we want to intercede with someone, especially to intercede against the spirit of evil, we will see her as a model. One of the images I would give you is the image that is of the Immaculate Conception. If you look at an image of the Immaculate Conception, Mary is crushing the head of the serpent under her heel. And that was given in the book of Genesis, that he's going to be constantly attacking her. But and her offspring, that's us. But she, Mary, will crush his head. Why? Because he is proud and she is humble. She is so lowly. She is so humble and always giving God all the power, that there is no way that he can get at her. And what about me? How many times each day I want to think of something that I'm going to do? It's in my strength, for my reputation, for my fame, for my money, for this, for me. And how often that we are tempted, and the one who is this chief center of that temptation, the evil one, wants to get me to just look at me rather than Jesus. The words remain in me that John says, and you will bear much fruit of love and patience and peace. He will remain in me when we follow that example. O Mary, conceive without sin. Pray for us who have recourse to thee.
Final thoughts, Monsignor?
The power of Satan, and I would like to just conclude with the Hail Mary, because she is such a role model for us, and I would like to leave with that image of Mary in your life and in mine today, this very day, crushing the head of Satan for us as we learn today to test the spirits. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.